The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good afternoon. It's currently 22 degrees and cloudy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Kendra Sharp, and here are today's headlines. Reaction pours into a violent police takedown, Quebec limits access to English cégeps, and a true sign of summer arrives in the plateau. A violent arrest in the city's north end continues to get a lot of reaction. Video of the incident shows police officer kneeling on the neck of a young black man. Hannah Sabourin has more on the reaction.
On June 10th, Montreal police were called to break up a fight near George Vanier High School. In the events that followed, a black youth was arrested. The officer pinned him to the ground by placing his knee on the youth's neck. Egbert Gay, the editor of the Community Contact media outlet, said this arrest makes the black community in Montreal distrust the police.
The relationship is one that's constantly on the edge.
It comes under not only training, but it comes down to the fact that the police have not been held accountable.
Monica T. Williams, a psychiatrist and professor at the University of Ottawa, says this sort of violence affects the entire black community within Montreal. She says this imagery, this proof of violence, can trigger symptoms of PTSD in the entire black community.
Everybody in that community is going to be affected because often somebody that they know, or even if they didn't know them, there's sort of the thought that, oh, well, that could have been me, or that could be my parents or my kids or my sisters or my niece. That could be them, and it could happen to us.
Many in Montreal are speaking about this abuse of power, and politicians brainstorm solutions. This is Hannah Sabourin with Concordia News, Montreal.
There are far too many complaints about police conduct, especially when it comes to dealing with minorities. There have been communities and reports about the problem, but has anything been done? Ashka Patel spoke with Egbert Gay, the editor of Community Contact, about his views on policing, and she discovered he isn't expecting change anytime soon.
Do you see anything improving with the cops in Montreal?
Well, not significantly, because if it keeps happening over and over, then it means that, you know, it's just a period, you know, it's gonna continue to happen. So there's no real improvement now.
What needs to be done to make the things better?
But I mean, you need a political response. That's what's necessary. That's what's needed. You need those who are probably Quebec City, probably the mayor of Montreal, all the people who are in authority and who are responsible for Montreal policing, they have to get involved. They have to respond.
We have an election coming up. Do you think anybody that can be mayor improving things?
Well, no, not really, because, I mean, certainly Denny Coderre had a chance to do it. He did not do it, and certainly Valerie Plante has not done anything. In fact, she increased the police budget, I think, by 6 or 7%, right? So she significantly increased the budget. So it's not going to happen.
If you become mayor, what will you do to improve the situation?
Well, police accountability would be number one. So without kind of smearing the entire department, when a police officer is found guilty or seen to be guilty for something, for anything, any sort of abuse of his authority, you start with the individual. You hold him responsible. Plus, you have to set some bigger policies around policing and the way they behave. You have to start believing people when they tell you that police are bad to them. So without talking about police cameras and all that bullshit, you start by believing people and holding individual police officers accountable for their behavior and set bigger policies on how you're going to deal with communities. It's been going on so long.
That was Ashka Patel speaking with Community Contact editor Egbert Gay. A 10-year-old boy drowned during a school's field trip in Sainte-Foy near Quebec City yesterday afternoon. Lifeguards tried to rescue the boy, seen struggling in the middle of a small lake, but were unable to reach him. There have been 24 drownings this year in the province. Quebec City Police are investigating the incident. Moving to Parliament now, the Act to Amend Canada's Elections Act as an emergency response to COVID-19, Bill C-19, creates tension in chambers. NDP MP Mulimak Kakak calls to include Indigenous languages on the ballot for Nunavut. With the exception of NDP, MP Blakey and Bloc MP all voted against the amendment. Megan Lestam has the story. Megan, Why is this amendment to Bill C-19 so crucial?
Well, the mother tongue of almost 60% of the Nunavut community is Inuktitut. So much like in Quebec, there's a heavy importance put onto being able to vote in one's mother tongue. Here's what MP Kakak has to say on the matter.
Right now, Indigenous people have an opportunity and they are being denied, being told they are not worth it, and being given another excuse.
And why is this being voted against?
Members of Parliament explained that they agreed with MP Kakak's points and recommendations, but justified that their votes against the bill's amendment was that it was outside the scope of the emergency response nature of the bill, which is intended to be simply an emergency response bill. Here's what NDP Member of Parliament Blakely explains, in fact, that it is not the case.
This is even more so in keeping with the spirit of the bill. We're talking about trying to enfranchise people at a difficult time. And this would essentially pilot that in one riding out of 338 in the country.
Was it really out of the scope of Bill C-19, Megan?
Well, Parliament has a lot of leeway and discretion when it comes to the scopes of bills. Scopes are more of a judgment than a flat-out rule. I spoke with Eaton Cox, political analyst, about this, and here's what he had to say.
Saying something that is out of scope is often an excuse to say no to something that you don't want to say no to publicly.
Thanks, Megan. The Quebec government has been enacting stricter laws to protect the French language. More than 22,000 new spots in French Cégep, Quebec Cégeps will be made available in the next 10 years, but none will be added to Anglophone Cégeps. Denis Mulevich reports on this issue.
On June 16th, further language reforms in the form of Law 96 were voted in as Quebec vows to protect the French language. Some of its methods have not sat well with everyone. Over 35 MPs abstained from voting. The Liberal representative of Mont-Royal, Anthony Housefather, was one of them.
I didn't want to be caught in a game of people who want to destroy the country and who want to create division and confusion. And I tried to amend it to make it clear so that my constituents would feel comfortable with it.
Housefather shares the preoccupations of the Quebec community with regards to language, but he wants the needs of the English community to also be heard.
Because it takes away choice from, at some point from Francophones and people who don't have access to English schools.
Robert Frank, a political analyst, says that the English language is important for students that want to broaden their opportunities.
Successful business people need English language skills in order to be able to thrive.
Although the language policies are meant to help Quebecers and their culture, it may have an opposite effect.
It doesn't really do a lot for French-speaking Quebecers, and in many ways it injures those Quebecers.
The Fédération des Cégeps du Québec has refused to comment on the matter yet, as they believe it to be premature. I'm Denis Mulevich, reporting for Concordia News, Montreal.
The Quebec government is apologizing for some confusing messaging around COVID-19 vaccines, backtracking after saying those who received AstraZeneca should get an mRNA vaccine for their second dose. This comes after the National Advisory Committee on Immunization recommended mRNA vaccines like Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna as second doses on Thursday. The province is now saying that mRNA vaccines are preferable, but that AstraZeneca can still be administered. As labor elsewhere becomes cheap, some companies are opting to move their headquarters out of Canada, and workers' unions aren't happy. Carolyn Favre has more on this story for us.
Thousands of employees working for large telecommunication companies such as Bell or Vidéotron are raising their voices to protest against relocation. Lisa Jevahirjin, a spokesperson for the Canadian Union of Public Employees, explained that it is mainly because of the cheap labor.
More and more, they're sending these jobs to different countries. And obviously, in some of these countries, they're paid a lot less. There's no job security. The labor laws are a lot more lax.
Jevahirjin explained that the union's revendications are very simple. They just want Canadians for the jobs. As the big companies received approximately $7.5 billion from the government, they should not be sending the work outside of the country, as Canada is losing a lot of good jobs.
Also, these companies are making huge amounts of money. I think that their benefits, net benefits, are between 8% and 14%. So they're very profitable. And in exchange of getting public money, they should be offering those jobs to Canadians first, or Quebecers first.
TELUS announced yesterday the cutting of 1,100 jobs in Quebec.
If if we don't have the personnel here or we don't have the population to do these jobs, to fill these jobs, then yes, then from then yes, they should be able to go abroad. But if we have the people to do the work, then we shouldn't be sending these jobs abroad.
A group of union members is currently walking from Montreal to Shawinigan in Mauricie to give the Minister of Innovation, Science and Industry, François-Philippe Champagne, a symbolic airplane ticket representing all the job titles that leave the Canadian economy and fly away to other skies. It was Caroline Fabre for Concordia News, Montreal.
$20 million of funding to build a new aquatic center in Laval was announced today. Among other contributors, the federal government will be putting forth $10 million for the project. The indoor facility will include three swimming pools and is intended to attract more families to the city of Laval. For the second consecutive summer, Mount Royal Avenue in the Plateau is closing for pedestrian use only. Reporter Laurent Boussalet is live on the scene. Laurent, what are the local pedestrians' thoughts on this decision?
Hi, Kendra. Yes, despite being a gray and rainy day in the Plateau, most of the pedestrians that I've spoken to were quite excited with the decision to close the avenue for pedestrian use only. One of the people I interviewed called Matt had the following to say.
Be able to see the sights and go into some local shops and local eateries, and I think it's fantastic.
Sorry, Kendra, in a similar sense, kind of echoing those sentiments, another person I spoke to had this to say also.
Well, I think it's good, especially coming out of COVID. I feel like people have been locked up for quite a while now, so to have Mount Royal be pedestrian only, I think it's going to encourage people to walk and social interactions, which you've been sort of deprived of this past year.
What about businesses with storefronts on the avenue? What are their thoughts on the decision?
Yeah, their thoughts actually differed quite a bit from the pedestrians that I spoke to. One of them in particular, Jay, who's the owner of Boutique Majestic on Mount Royal, has this to say.
A lot of people come from outside, you know, Plateau Mont-Royal. People, when they come from the suburbs, they want to come here, but they come by car. And sometimes I have customers calling me, telling me, we want to come, but the street is closed and all the other streets are blocked. So we can't even come, or maybe we try tomorrow, and at the end they don't come.
And lastly, how will the street closure unfold?
Yeah, so it will unfold within the next 4 days over the weekend, and it will conclude on Monday. And yeah, it'll be the avenue itself will be closed until September 17th.
Cool. Thank you so much, Laurent. Today in Arts, Margaret Vidoviak covers the new Get Ready for This Title, Oh Shit! Expedition at the Musée de la Civilisation, H.E.R.'s new album, Back of Mind, and Disney Plus's new film, Luca.
We do not go anywhere near the surface. Got it?
Everything good is above the surface.
Walking.
Air! The sky, clouds, the sun.
Whoa, don't look at it.
Just kidding. Definitely look at it.
Luca, a new Pixar movie premiered on June 18th on Disney Plus. The movie follows the adventures of Luca and his friend Alberto as they experience an unforgettable summer on the Italian Riviera. Sadly, their friend is threatened by a deeply held secret, seeing monsters from another world live below the sea. The movie, directed by Enrico Casarosa, stars Jacob Tremblay as Luca and Jack Daniel Grazer as Alberto. Other notable actors featured in the film include Maya Rudolph. Award-winning artist H.E.R. released her new album Back of My Mind, featuring 21 songs, including several collaborations with artists such as Chris Brown on June 18th. Notable singles featured on the album include Back of My Mind, featuring Ty Dolla $ign, and We Made It. Oh Shit, a new exhibition at the Musée de la Civilisation exploring the world of human waste, open on June 17th. Visitors will learn about issues surrounding waste management in Quebec and worldwide, while moving through five different zones focusing on different aspects of waste. Visitors will explore the social history, microbiology, and anthropology of waste and human anatomy. The exhibition features different interactive experiences, including an immersive recreation of a collective toilet from Roman antiquity. The exhibition will run from June 17, 2021 to March 26, 2023. Margaret Zabiak for Corazon News, Montreal.
In the world of sports, Richard Bland leads the second round of golf's U.S. Open. Sweden enters the knockout stage in the Euro Cup, and the Montreal Canadiens are set to break the series tie tonight in the Stanley Cup semifinals. Curtis Savage joins us now with more on sports.
The legs, you got Clutterbuck there banging away and off the skate. 10 seconds to go on the power play. Stamkos back of the net. Cirelli to Kucherov. Back for Cirelli, broken up by Green. Kucherov's got it again to Hedman. Shoots.
The Tampa Bay Lightning won last night's game against the New York Islanders by 2-1, giving them an edge in the semifinals series. The Canadiens will be back home tonight for their third game against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Habs will hope to break the draw in their pursuit of the Stanley Cup. The Canadian women's national basketball team will also be competing in the semifinals of the FIBA America Cup tonight against Puerto Rico.
In by Lustig, Kvartson! He's gone over to Pravka, it's a penalty, Sweden!
This morning, Sweden beat Slovakia in the Euro Cup with a penalty kick in the 77th minute that pushes them forward into the knockout stage. Other highlights from yesterday include Belgium's win against Denmark by 2-1 and Netherlands' defeat over Austria by 2-0. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, England will be playing their arch-rival Scotland, a match that England have triumphed over since 1999. Off the pitch, Coca-Cola stocks continue to fall to the share price $54.30 USD after Ronaldo removes their bottles from his interview table.
Today on this hole, you are taking a chance. Yep, a good start.
And Hideki's over at the 11th for birdie.
You know, I got to say, I never imagine that Hideki could win a major.
Whoa! Boom. He steals one at 11, just the fourth birdie of the day at this par three.
After a great buildup towards the Golf U.S. Open, Hideki Matsuyama drops in leaderboard rankings from minus 2 points to plus 4 in the span of 4 holes, according to Yahoo News. As we enter the second round of the tournament, with Richard Bland leading the pack with a minus 5 score from round 2, over in baseball, starting Sunday, the Major League of Baseball will be adding regulations that prevent pitchers from adding foreign substances to the baseball for grip. This is Curtis Savage for Concordia News. Back to you, Kendra.
Thanks, Curtis. Watch where you step. Josemont Lepet's Patrie's long-winged sheep are back for the summer at Parc Maisonneuve. You can visit the flock of 16 grazers between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. any day of the week until September 5th. Looking ahead at this weekend's weather, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms at 25 degrees this Saturday, but it'll clear up in time for sunny Father's Day this Sunday at 28 degrees. Next week, we'll start with scattered showers before clearing up on Wednesday. That's your news for 4 p.m. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Kendra Clark.